Welcome to High School Sports Scoreboard, brought to you by Kelco Plumbing and Thurmont Country Kitchen. And now, High School Sports Scoreboard.
All right, welcome to the first fall 2023 edition of High School Sports Scoreboard. What a great way to kick off the last weekend in summer and Friday night lights all over our region last night. The weather was perfect. In the 15 years I've been calling these games on the radio, I've never seen such a gorgeous night as we had yesterday evening to kick off high school football in our community. Let's get started with our scores and game summaries from yesterday evening. Our first game involved an impressive showing by Brunswick at Rock Ridge High School in Virginia, where the Railroaders came away with a 39-0 shellacking of the Phoenixes. Frederick defeats Middletown 29-12. That was two good teams from last year that help us get a better picture of what we can expect from a new coach at Frederick and a solid program at Middletown. It was an interesting game with a bunch of penalties and five turnovers. Frederick was only able to generate 81 yards and 22 attempts, but two of those were home runs. Middletown controlled the line of scrimmage, but their scoring drives were long, time-consuming marches that ate up a lot of clock. Frederick is lightning fast with three track stars on the team, and they can hurt you quickly in open space. All right, Linganore made the long drive over the Bay Bridge to Wicomico, where they handed the Indians a 40-0 spanking in Salisbury. Let's move on to Oakdale. Oakdale pulls out a squeaker 22-21 over Milford Mill in a great opening season matchup. These two teams both played in state championships last year. Oakdale, the 3A runner-up, and Milford Mill, the 2A champs. And the score certainly reflects the back and forth last night over in Baltimore County. The Millers trailed in their first half and committed three turnovers, one a pick six by Oakdale's Braden DeWall with 2:46 left in the half. Oakdale quarterback Austin marched his team in for the score on four plays in a 75-yard gem to give his team a 14-7 lead at the half. In the fourth quarter, Oakdale, down by a score, ran an 80-play drive that featured a hook and lateral from Austin to Hunter Thompson to punch it in for the score that would win the game on a gutsy two-point conversion pass, again from Austin to Thompson to win. Walkersville came up with a big win over Liberty last night, their annual season opening opponent. This is a big win and retribution for a loss to them at home last year. Walkersville puts 34 up on the board against Liberty's 14. Urbana runs into a buzzsaw in Middletown of Delaware, going down 41-14 in their season home opener. And now, our two games from last night on Cool Oldies 1450. First, let's take a look at our Fairfield Knights game, video only up there in the YAIAA of Pennsylvania. Fairfield drops to 0-2 on the season, blanked out at home against Eastern York 32-0. Fairfield's lack of size up front and their new system clearly indicates that this is a rebuild year for the Knights under new coach Larry Devilbiss. And now, our Catoctin Cougars, who lost in a heartbreaker against Boonesboro last night, 24-20, in spite of the fact that senior Hayden Matthews had a 235-yard night passing with two touchdowns. Catoctin led throughout the game and took a 14-10 lead into the fourth quarter, but they came up short on a fumble during a drive that could have sealed the game for them. Boonesboro took over in their own red zone and punched it in for the go-ahead score with 5 minutes left on the clock. Catoctin could not move the chains in their next possession, and their go-to guy, Logan Malachowski, who had an 87-yard touchdown catch that he ripped away from the defender early in the game, dropped the pass on fourth down that ended their chance of a comeback. It doesn't get any better for Catoctin, who faces Mountain Ridge next Thursday right back here at home. Mountain Ridge is ranked 14th in the state of Maryland on early preseason polling. But that game last night featured multiple penalties on both sides of the ball and a ton of turnovers. A lot of mental mistakes by Catoctin. They need to work hard this week to get those fixed. Okay, that's it for High School Sports Scoreboard. We'll be back next Saturday at 11:30 a.m. to bring you all the highlights from football throughout our region. Tune in next Thursday at 6:30 for Mountain Ridge at Catoctin, and then our game of the week when 2A rivals Walkersville and Poolsville meet on another beautiful artificial surface at Walkersville next Friday.
You've been listening to High School Sports Scoreboard right on Cool Oldies 1450 THU. Thanks for tuning in. We'll be back every Saturday at 11:30 a.m. for High School Sports Scoreboard.